But SNL hasn't really been funny since like Eddie Murphy left, right?
I mean, they were funny a little bit after that, but yeah, I get the point.
You ever watch the ones like the older ones with like Dana Carvey and like Steve Martin? And,
yes.
Like those were the ones that were actually funny.
I mean, I think there's a lot of funny newer stuff too because it's the stuff I grew up with. But
wait, but it had a wave, right? Like it got funnier when we started to talk about things like, whatchamacallit, like when Adam Sandler and that mm-hmm. camp was there,
yep.
like right, like Adam Sandler, that would have been Dana Carvey, and mm-hmm. it would have been who else was in that lump?
Norm.
Him probably a little bit older than that, but like.
I don't know.
Yeah, so there was that crew, and then they went into, and then there was the other one with like, what's the guy that plays on that 9-9 the
Andy Samberg,
yeah, like that class was pretty funny too.
Bill Hader,
he's really funny.
Bill Hader's hilarious.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Yeah,
so I don't know. That's what are we talking about?
I don't know. We can call it.
So I don't know how we got into SNL.
I was just saying
that felt like. Yeah, that felt a little weird. So let me tell you what I think.
Mm-hmm.
From traveling a lot lately, I see some pretty distinct problems coming up.
Okay.
Regarding? Very, very distinct problems.
Regarding what?
This EV crap.
What about it?
Do you know what the most aggravating thing to do when you travel is?
I feel like there's a lot of things, but... I don't think we're on the same page here.
Rent an EV.
To rent an EV in particular?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Every one of them is like driving a flying iPad. And and the worst part is that every single one of those cars, there's no commonality. You go to the airport,
mm-hmm.
and I know this because this happens to me all the time. I go to the airport and I go to get in a car. And more of the cars that are in the fleet now are transitioning to electric vehicles, right?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, now
even SUVs?
No.
I'm just
saying like, well, all right, look, I'm a little bit different in the sense that like I travel a lot, so I have the president's circle. I'm too off. We're really close today with camera wise. So okay. I'm trying. Anyhow, so I have like the Hertz thing where it's like president's circle and the fast brakes and all that stuff that come through budget. Like, so basically what happens is all these places, I roll up to the airport, walk out, and usually my name's on the board,
mm-hmm.
and it says go to this car. Or like with Hertz, like they do this thing, President's Circle, which is like you can pick up a car from anywhere in this whole area, like you anything you want, just go down this row, and anything that's in the row, you can take whatever you want.
Wow, it must be nice.
I mean, if that's the, you know, with travel, I think especially like the more you travel, it's not about, like people, I think, that don't travel a lot look at it like these perks.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like every step of the way that you get one thing, it just takes a little bit less, like a little bit of the sting away from having to travel. Right? Like it's easier. Like when I walk down a row, like I don't have to think about like where's the one spot? Where is the one car? Which car is it going to be? Like I can just literally walk down the thing and I'm like, all right, you know, this one, and I get in and I go.
But what is it? Is it just rows of Hyundai Sonatas and Nissan Versas? Is
that what you got? I think it depends on which airport you get to. You know? So I'll give you for instance, mm-hmm. like I had to go to North Carolina for a meeting.
Okay.
So I land in Charlotte. I get out.
Charlotte's a great city.
I'll take your word for it. I mean, no, it is, but like, I was in the outskirts. But bottom line is, so I go into the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the President's Circle area.
Yep.
And there's 17,000 Teslas. I mean, like every color you can imagine. Well, actually, they're pretty much. It was pretty much white, blue, red, white, blue, red, white, blue, red. I mean, I felt like it was an American flag.
Right, okay. Know.
So anyhow, so I walk over to one and I jump in, right?
It's a Model 3.
It's a Model 3.
Okay.
There's lots of Model 3s. Now, I will tell you, selfishly, I did get behind, like I did, before I chose my car,
mm-hmm.
I did walk to the back part and I strolled like down the row looking at all the rears of the cars.
Okay.
Can you imagine why I did such a thing?
To see if there's any Model S's in there?
No, they're all Model 3s, but I was scrolling through because I was trying to see if any of them were like the dual motor cars.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. I was like, let me see. But then though, they were all exactly the same.
Yeah. All the performance ones, you mean?
Right. Yeah. Something was a little whatever. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, so I get myself into, at that point I was standing near a red one. I'm like, all right, red it is, you know, hop in this thing, you know, and I have driven a Tesla before.
Who's is renting from?
Hertz.
Okay.
This particular example.
Yeah. This one.
In debate.
Right.
It was Hertz.
Okay.
So I get there, and now I can't really say that I've rented EVs all that much.
I have not at all.
Okay.
Ever.
Good. Stay with me. I think you'll find some of this stuff to be just as surprising as I did.
Okay, let's hear. Story time.
Now, so I go out there and I hop into to one of these Teslas. Now, I've driven Model 3s before. I've driven Model S's before. I've ridden a Plaid before. Like, it's not that I've never seen an electric vehicle before, right? Mm-hmm. But I also, when I get into drive a car, if it generally I'm, you know, it's one of my friends or something like that, and I'm close and I'm not really going to mess with the seat, right? Like, I'm going to drive it, but they're with me.
Yep.
I'm going to get out of, like, I'm not taking the car and going somewhere and then, like, the only other exposure I have of having to drive the car kind of a little bit on my own was, you know, we had one at SEMA 1 year, and it was in the booth, and I had to drive it from here to here, and I couldn't even figure out how to, like, lock or do anything. I didn't know where to put the key or any of that crap, right? But I know that part.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I was ahead of the game. I figured, how hard could this be? We're just driving.
Right.
I know how to drive.
You do, great.
Yeah, thanks. So I've driven plenty of these cars, and I feel like I'm on this. Like, I have the skills to pilot this car to where I have to go.
Not surprised yet.
Thank you.
There we go.
So I get in the car, and I think there may have been, like, I think the person that rented the car before me must have been Gumby, because
the seat
was really far back.
Mm-hmm.
But at an incredibly high pitch that allowed their legs to travel up and then down.
Wow.
Like, I didn't. So anyhow, the steering wheel was cutting into my lower extremities.
Okay.
The part that you need to operate Mother Nature's call.
Okay.
And so I immediately had to figure out a way to change the position.
Naturally.
Right.
Yep.
But I couldn't figure it out.
To move the seat?
Well, sorry. So, all right, Mr. EV. So, what do you do?
I checked my left side.
Yeah, and what would happen?
I would start pressing buttons.
Hold on a second.
It goes in one direction.
No. Stop. And stop then when right
it goes,
now.
It goes in the direction I don't want it to. I go, oh, let's go the other way.
That makes sense because you've driven cars before, and that's where they are.
All right. So I've been in Teslas before. I've never driven one.
This will help illustrate my point.
Wait, I have zero experience with this. So
I know.
My next guess would be,
yes.
Hey, Tesla, change my seating position or some shit like that. I don't know.
You could talk to him.
I don't know. Can you do it? That would have been my next guess if there's no buttons.
Out of fear of not looking crazy. But I didn't talk to it.
Okay.
Can you imagine? I get the car. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, Tesla.
Aren't cars like controlled
people just
by?
Like looking at
aren't
me?
They controlled by Alexa now or something? Like,
I don't know. I mean, all I'm trying to say to you.
There's no buttons and there's no handle.
No buttons, right? No buttons, no handle. What do you do now?
I'm talking to the car.
All right. So now the car doesn't answer you back, Rich. What do you do now?
Google.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I will be honest. I will say I did have the intuitive nature of thinking that when you get in the car, you know, there's obviously nothing in the car except for this iPad.
Yeah, well, no, there has to be some level of stubbornness of like, I don't have to Google it just to figure out how to move my seat. Right?
Absolutely.
There has to be.
That's part of being a man. it's a rite of passage.
Okay, so now you're staring at the giant iPad.
Now I'm looking at the iPad, and I said somewhere in this magical device is a way
to move my seat.
To move the seat.
Yep.
Right? So sure
they,
enough,
they you, are massive. That's huge.
But that's all that's there, Rich. There's no gauge cluster. There's nothing.
There's no
buttons.
There's no gauge cluster here on the dash?
No, there's no. That's it.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, the little mile per hour that shows you, you know, your mile per hour, it's this big in the corner of the left part of the screen. How fast am I going? I don't know. Let me get my reading glasses.
Crash.
Right. Don't use your phone, but you can operate this whole iPad that flies.
I'm like the only person still impressed by Teslas in 2023 or something.
I understand. Like, oh, wow. But here's the, but here's the thing. I don't think the premise of electric vehicles is all that new, and I've driven some that I feel are more intuitive than others, right? Like the Ioniq and different things like that. Mm-hmm. Or Ioniq or whatever.
Ioniq.
Stupid. So bottom line is, so I get in this car and now I finally find controls and then I find seat and then I'm like, okay, cool.
It's, so it's done from the pad.
Yes. Selecting the option of what you want to change is done from the pad. And then I had a very like, okay, well, I chose this and I was like, well, now what do I do?
So what'd you do?
So I Googled.
Wait, so how'd you, all right, so. Okay,
and there's, on the steering wheel, there's these two little trackballs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you move the trackball this way or up and down, it moves the seat back and forward.
Okay.
And if you move this thing this, it moves the seat up or down.
Well, what about the, I don't know what it's called, but like the pitches. The pitch? Yeah. Like where it becomes more
know.
Like.
You grab both your trackballs and you squeeze them. I don't know.
That's where the controls are on the steering wheel?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
What happens if you're driving and you do.
Same thing for the mirror.
But okay, so
no, they're little trackballs, like right in the middle, almost like where your volume control would be on your radio.
This is not part of the, like, you know, the point of the podcast. But my question would be like, if
I don't think anything is part of the podcast.
I know, but if you're doing one of the, if you're doing a turn or something, can't you? Is it a hittable by accident, like spot?
I didn't think to have. There's your trackballs.
So, but if I'm turning or something,
no, I didn't. I don't.
All of a sudden, you're sinking as you turn.
Well, let me ask you a question. No, because as soon as you go back to the iPad, it goes out of the control mode.
So those balls don't work unless you're on the screen.
Those balls control everything. But you have to use the iPad to select which thing you want to control. It's an iPad, Rich.
Oh,
how do you go to your settings on your iPad?
Wait, so those trackballs control
everything?
Volume.
I don't know. I didn't know if I used the radio. I think I was so focused on trying to operate the
I see what you're saying, though. But so you have to select it on the pad, and then you can go ahead and do it from there.
Because
so
when I had to do the mirrors, I then said, I know how to do this. Oh. And I went to controls, mirror, and then I used my balls.
Huh. It's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, so, renting it.
So I pulled into this car, and now I have to figure out how to operate the flying machine. First off,
yep.
The people that were watching me must have thought I was crazy because luckily I didn't talk to the car. But, you know, I was in the car for a few minutes.
You make
minutes.
It sound like that's crazy. That's a real thing now. People have the voice commands.
Well, you know.
You can get a new Volkswagen. You say, hey, Volkswagen, and the car talks to you. And you can go, you can literally say the words. You can say the words, my butt is hot, and they'll put on the seat coolers.
That's a real thing.
That's real life.
Do you have an Alexa?
No. No, I don't like those.
I understand. Well, I do because the kids like it. They ask it questions like
all day long.
Yeah, they're like, what's the temperature going to be? They don't like it. Like one day it came out and Jackson was like, can you do the farting sounds? And the thing's like, you know, like.
Right.
So what I'm saying is like they use Alexa for extracurricular activities. Sometimes I'll just be like watching TV and something that's said on the TV will make the Alexa answer a question, or something I'll say in a conversation will make the Alexa answer.
Yep.
And that's where I'm like, oh, that's listening to me all the time.
Right. That happens to me with my watch all the time.
So what would happen if your cars were known to do all the thing voice and you're like, you're in the car and you're like, move over to the right. And next thing you know, the car's just like, you know, like, come on. I don't need any mishaps going on because Volkswagen hears me wrong.
But that's real, though. That's not like a thing. They have that feature right now in their cars.
That's, I don't know. Anyhow. You know? All right. So you get in this car. I'm piloting the thing. While I'm trying to drive this car, I'm also having this other thing, which is like it doesn't have Apple CarPlay. So I can't get my Waze up. So they do have these very intuitive little holders
that
you
right.
can see.
It doesn't have Apple CarPlay?
Doesn't have Apple CarPlay. It has its own Tesla CarPlay. Huh. It's not called CarPlay. It's called like Tesla stuff.
That's weird.
I don't know. So basically, you know, a lot of things aren't working with my natural driving habits.
Yep.
And when I go to, you know, get mirrors and look for blind spots, you know, like the iPad's changing because you're flipping on this way, the camera comes up, and it's not necessarily intuitive. So you come from, now one day we're all going to be into these different things, but here's why I'm bringing up the point about electric vehicles. Every car company, when they come out with these electric vehicles, has done something unique to make this car have different types of controls or uses or techie and cool and stuff like that. And most likely, if I had to guess, and a lot of these car companies probably are doing this to mimic a lot of the features that Tesla has, but not copy them so Elon doesn't sue their pants off.
Right.
Right? So what I'm saying is, you know, when I get into a car at an airport or rent a car, intuitively, I usually know how to operate the car regardless of which manufacturer it is.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know exactly where everything is, but I 90% of it, I usually can get in, start the car, drive off, and yeah, maybe I'm looking for, well, how do you turn the rear defroster on? Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I know where everything is, right? All these EVs are not the same.
No.
So you're getting into these cars and you're learning how to, you have to figure out everything every single time you rent a car.
Would you say it jeopardizes safety if you don't?
I don't know. I think there was a couple times that obviously I wasn't paying attention to the road well enough because I was trying to figure out how to do something on the car that I didn't know about. I think that learning curve is a little bit short-lived. Like, I do think once I got into the habit of, you know, once I really had gotten through driving there and kind of driving to lunch or whatever, I kind of figured out at least the parts that I needed to know.
Yep.
You know, and so then you kind of like, it's kind of intuitive. Probably the same as jumping from a PC to a Mac,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a little bit of learning curve, and then you're like, oh, wow, Mac's way better. So there's that. But now, you know, it'd be one thing if like, oh, well, you have to learn how to use the technology because everybody puts it on the iPad. But that's not happening for everybody. Because you have a lot of traditional car manufacturers, when they're making their EVs, that are building cars and integrating tech into it.
Yep.
Whereas Tesla took tech and made it into a car. And
built a car around it.
It's completely, if you're a car person and you rent an EV or you drive an EV, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't care what you say. Tesla's being fast, all that stuff. I'm on board. I know this may seem very anti-EV. I'm not anti-EV. I think there's a lot of things that are very cool. But what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, it's not that Teslas are the most amazing cars. Yes, they're fast. They have electric motors. Like, a lot of those cars have the ability to be fast. Yes, they have cool integrated features.
Instant power delivery.
Yeah. I mean, and that's true. That's there. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is at the end of the day, the EV thing, when you're seeing some of these tech companies, and again, I have never driven a Rivian. I have never driven a Lucid. I have never, I've seen them. I've been in them. I've never driven one. I can't tell you or not whether I feel that it's the same thing, that they brought the tech and they turned it into a car versus they took a car and turned it into an EV.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely, you can definitely tell when you drive, let's say, you know, like one of the Ford Mach-E Mustangs
mm-hmm.
versus,
you're saying the,
versus a Tesla.
Right, you're saying the Ford that, feels like a Ford ecosystem type of car, and they kind of integrated all the new electric stuff.
You know? Yeah, like it's right, but it still feels like a car. So it drives very, very car, like it still has
I'm sure
that.
There's similarities between that car and internal combustion engine cars in their lineup currently. I'm sure there's some sort of similarities in terms of
more intuitive nature of right. what you're used to. Maybe like, and again, don't get me wrong, I think the more integrated that Tesla, you know, does things, I think it's going to become that way. But what I'm saying is right now, renting a car, when all these different EVs and all these different, you know, car companies are putting out different versions of how they handle the tech and do different, you sometimes feel like you're starting all over again. I want to point out one more thing. We talked about getting in the car and driving the car.
Yep.
What's the one thing you have to do when you return the car?
Fill it up.
That's right. So what do you do?
What did you do?
No, don't answer me with a question. I'm asking you to go ahead and tell me.
Where were you in North Carolina, you said?
I was in North Carolina.
You got
no, not where I am, say Yoda.
You have to find a Tesla charging station, get charging before you return it.
Because you got
to
bring it full, right?
Yeah.
Or else what happens?
They'll charge you Buco bucks.
Oh, I thought that was like a new thing. No. I didn't know about. I was like, what is that, like crypto or? So my whole thing is that if when I, so I then figured, oh, well, on my paperwork,
uh-huh.
there must be something there that says, because it does say, for you know, for it does say, like, there's a box that's checked and it says, if you don't return this car full, you will, we will fill the car at $4.69 a gallon
per electric gallon.
No, per gallon. So okay. Then I was looking for the other part on the ticket that said, well, what does this say? The reports of the EVs are returned with more than... All right. So this is cool.
Is this what happened to you?
Similar to like that. So basically what happened is it was one of those things where I was looking at the sheet, like, well, there's got to be something on here
about
that
electric.
Tells me, like, hey, like, you were... No, they gave not,
it, they,
nothing.
They gave it
nothing.
To you at a full charge, obviously, right?
97%.
It tells you a percent like a phone like that?
In fact, it looks just like a phone.
Oh, wow.
Like, it has even the bars, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they give it to you at 97%.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you got to bring it back with basically that.
Which is what I was thinking. So I'm getting ready to head back to the airport. I was in Carolina, so I stopped at one of the race teams because I figured, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and while I'm there, I decide, well, you know, I got to figure out what I'm going to do with this thing because, like, yeah, I want to go to the airport now, but if I have to charge, where do I have to find a charger? I have to sit there for a while. Like, what do I got to do? Like,
but then what happens if you a decent distance between the closest charger and the airport, and then you waste 15% battery bringing it back? Like, you just, there's no way to get around that, right? Because there's always gas stations by the airports for that reason, right? But
I don't know.
It seems like a predicament.
I agree, because yeah. I was in that predicament.
All right, so tell us.
Ultimately, I ended up Googling, and I found out that, like, if you basically bring it back with, like, more, I think it was more than 60%,
mm-hmm.
that they don't charge you. But if you have less than 60%, you do have to go charge your car.
Wow.
So
did you have to go? Did you have to go charge it?
No, I had when I brought it to them, I had 72% left.
So you're in the clear.
I was in the clear. But, like, it was very disturbing, and it took me a lot of searching to be able to figure out that it was okay to bring the car back.
Wow.
You know? I mean, ultimately, I don't want to throw this card out there because I don't think about this any other time. But I'll be honest with you. I was going to that airport to get the heck out of there, and if it meant that Koenig was going to pay a large bill to fill that car up, I'm bringing that thing back. But, you know, I generally don't play like that. I would never bring it back, like, you know, I just fill it up. So but yeah, so I mean, like, these are roadblocks right now renting EVs, and not for nothing, but, like, when I brought it back, I didn't really go that far mileage wise I would say 30 miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
72%.
That sounds about right to me.
Well, what sounds lousy to me is if Let's say I fly into the airport, and then I want to drive, and I have a couple meetings.
No, it sounds short, actually.
Right.
Because 30 miles, 75%, that means that you're putting the whole gas tank at 120 miles?
Yeah. I mean, That's too small. You know, maybe it was just because I was trying to see how the electric motors were working.
Oh, man.
It wasn't as impressed as I thought it was going to be.
No?
Well, I've driven a dual motor car. I was expecting a little bit more. But bottom line is, so I guess what I'm saying is, like, let's say hypothetically I brought it back. Let's say it only got me to 80%.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I mean, you'd be stuck in a situation where, you know, for you to do some business trips and travel or whatever it may be, you would have to charge that car. You'd have to be looking for places to charge that car, which would bring up a whole other measure to me. Like, I don't have any of those apps to charge anything because I don't own an electric vehicle.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Can you get there? Do I need to tap a car?
Do you need any kind of particular?
I don't know. It didn't charge anything. But what I'm saying is, I don't know. And I just think that for right now, renting EVs is kind of a chore.
Yeah.
I don't mind going to a gas station, pumping a whole bunch of stuff into the tank. I know where gas stations are, how they operate. I don't have to wait in line for anybody. I don't have to wait for the car to charge. Like, I stop in, I put a... So
typically there's no learning curve when you actually get in and go.
Right. So what I'm saying is, right now,
was there any enjoyment in being like, oh, this is new, let me check it out, like, oh, let's figure out how this thing works? Is there any kind of, like, kind of curiosity, enjoyment out of that?
There was a few minutes in the beginning part of the rental, and there was a few minutes in the middle part, in the end part of the rental that were enjoyable.
Okay.
But the first few minutes was like, oh, this is cool. Let me figure out this stuff. And then I like figured it out. I was like, eh. Yeah. And then there was the part where I already knew how to use the car and I just was bringing it back and I just could drive. And then I was testing out the motors, which was a series of there's no traffic behind me. Let me slow down. Let me see in which spot is the most responsive.
Okay.
I don't know why I wanted to do that, but I did. And I did. So anyhow, bottom line is, I just think that right now renting EVs is kind of a freaking chore.
And I'm pretty sure it costs more than a regular car, right?
No, it didn't cost me anything different. Because remember, it's the same.
Well, for you, right. But I'm saying for if I went as just a regular person,
I don't listen
on vacation. I think it would cost more.
I don't speak to peons. And because of that, I wouldn't know. I don't know how the other half lives. In my land, I walk down a row. There's a trumpet playing. Tom Brady was there, of course.
Yeah, I've heard.
And he tells me to pick anything I want.
Well, I think if I went on vacation, I had to pick a car, and they give you those options.
I think they're more
mid-compact, car, and you get a Hyundai Elantra or something.
Yeah,
I don't think Tesla 3 is going to be the second option. Right.
You know me, Rich. Like when I'm out traveling the world here, and it's on Koenigsdyme. You know, I roll through. I rent the Lamborghini.
Right.
When it's me, I rent the,
What do we have in Vegas last year? We have in Vegas last year. We had
what do we have in Vegas?
We had the crappy Mitsubishi.
Oh, the Outlander.
The thing with the trunk that wouldn't work.
The Outlander. That they said. We need an SUV, and they're like, the Outlander. I'm like, this isn't an SUV.
Yeah.
This doesn't count.
No, we need three rows.
Three rows. Right, and they're like, there is a third row. I'm like, yeah, but then you can't, like, just because there's seats back there doesn't mean you can sit in them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I squeezed in those back seats in the third row, and it was, my feet were going numb and stuff. I don't know.
We brought butter.
Yeah. And that trunk didn't work. It was weird.
You got a trunk of putting my bike in it. So,
all right.
So anyhow, so bottom line is, for those out there, if you're going on vacation this summer, watch the EV thing. If you're not an EV trained aficionado, and you don't feel like EV has already commanded the attention in your life, the allure is just that, an allure. Take it where you can get some gas, and you can return it. And you don't have to question all these other odds and ends. And be careful with those seat balls.
Yeah.
The track balls. They'll mess you up. You're one slip away from that seat going all the way forward.
While you're driving.
Wow. I don't think so. I think the control mode probably would block that out.
No. You should be able to adjust your seat while you're driving.
Elon's very temperamental what he allows you to do while you drive.
He watches over everyone and forgot.
He's too busy trying to make the mile per hour as small as possible so that you can't see it.
No,
so
he's too busy training for a fight against Mark Zuckerberg.
By the way, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Who's your money on?
Mark.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark.
I'm sorry, yeah. Elon.
There was just a picture, though, of Elon Musk training with George St. Pierre. Just saying.
I could train with a Ninja Turtle and it would not make a damn difference.
I agree.
Okay. So, you know what I mean?
It's a great point.
You agree with me or you agree with that you also with a Ninja Turtle?
Oh, me with a Ninja Turtle, I'll be in good condition.
For a minute, that was a lot of shade.
Oh, no. I'm saying I get what you mean by
that it doesn't matter who you train with.
Right, right.
Yeah, right. I mean, I wouldn't want to mess with Mark Zuckerberg.
No.
Besides the infinite wisdom that he can impart on your electronic devices, I'm very concerned about his strict, I run a billion-dollar company, so I clearly can Rochambeau you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Let us know what you think about the whole EV thing and whether you could rent a car and feel competent enough, or if you're starting to realize that there are some other things that are happening here when you go on your summer vacation. And you're going to just stick to the good old start, vroom, vroom car. You know what I mean?
Mitsubishi Mirage.
No. A lot of Corollas, though.
I feel like you always get Corolla. The crap ones. Like, I feel like they throw you the Mirage and the Versa and the Elantra.
Yeah, Versa, like, versus Versus what was the other small ones I see sometimes?
I always feel like they're going to have to throw you an Elantra, and I'm always like, what do I have to do to get a Corolla or a Civic?
I want...
you know? Like, that's the way it feels for me.
HRVs, I see those are popular in the small. And then there's the... what was the other one that I had that was...
Probably a Juke.
No way.
They're renting out a Nissan Juke?
That was like an intermediate, I think, and I really thought,
sure,
like...
It's not maybe the Kicks.
No, this was the Juke.
Juke is bizarre to see that as a rental.
It's bizarre to
look at.
Like, I don't... It's not... But if anybody has any Juke RS seats that they want to sell me in good condition, let me know. All right. Take care of yourself. Let the comments below tell us about the EV thing, and, you know, we'll catch you next week.